Yes,
before, but he decided now
he wanted to go into business because he felt that there was room for that. So we took some premises on a street called Bree Street in Cape Town, and we lived on the premises, and he started this noodle factory, and for some reason, whether
so
he was...
went to Cape Town in
This was 1920, 21. And whether it was lack of capital, he had to sell out the noodle factory. He didn't do... I don't think he kept at it very long. I don't remember what happened. And then we went back to Southwest Africa, to Windhoek.
In when?
1921. There he practiced dentistry again. He went back to his first love. And I went to school there. And then he became ill. He started getting very bad pains. And we went back to Cape Town because he had to get medical attention. And it turned out that he had cancer of the liver.
This is when?
In 1922.
So it was... year here.
Yes. About 6 months after that, he died in 1922. Mother always thought that he had had very bad food poisoning in the camp that may have affected it. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Anyway, they didn't have either the ways of diagnosis in those days. And then Mother sent me to Bloemfontein to stay with her Auntie Lily, where I went to school for a time, and I was in Bloemfontein when I got the telegram that my father had died.
Oh, you were sent there while he was ill?
Yes.
And Eric?
Eric remained in Cape Town with Mother. I really don't know what... Mother was desperate. She just wanted to find the best place for us to live.
She didn't feel up to...
No.
Attending you.
And then when he died, I went to Johannesburg with Mother and my brother, and then we went to Pretoria, and we lived in Pretoria, which is not...
Windhoek, back to Cape Town.
Cape Town.
And then Gustav died there.
Mm-hmm.
While you were living in...
Bloemfontein.
In Bloemfontein. All right. And then you heard... And you there it was there you heard that he had died.
Yes.
And then you...
And then Mother joined me in Bloemfontein, and we went to Johannesburg, and we were there not very long, when Mother decided to go to Pretoria, where we took a house... And I got my first job. This must have been 1923. And I got my first job at Mackay Brothers, which is a music store. Mother got me the job because I could play the piano and I could speak German, which is very useful because a lot of music had German names.
You were like a late adolescent.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can work it out how old I was. I was about 17 at the time. And then, of course,
playing the piano all this time?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact,
under your mother's tutelage? Only?
No, then I had teachers. I had a teacher, Madame Rhodes.
In England?
No, in Pretoria. Uh-huh. I had a teacher also in Stuttgart. Frau Dondorf was her name.
And in Bournemouth?
No, not in Bournemouth. I played under Mother's supervision. I used to play duets with Mother.